This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm not going to name any names, but when I was arrived in Bismarck on that rainy, cold night coming in there on a Monday night, it was really icy. Remember that, Todd? We were talking on the way, and it was like, wow, the ice is, you know, the rain is there, and so it was just super icy. And I encountered some kind of a vehicle, like a sedan, in the ditch, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone was pulled over with a Ford pickup, brand new Ford pickup, okay? And I pull up in the trail boss. What vehicle do you think pulled the vehicle out of the little ditch there with perfection? The Chevy trail boss. Yes, exactly right. My Pucklish trail boss did the trick. And guess what? Our friends at Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy, today have a great deal, the Wednesday Wheels deal. A 2018 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 High Country. You been in a High Country before? They are loaded to the max.
I have.
This one only has 67,000 some odd miles on it, tons of features, and if you go to our Facebook page right now or Twitter page, you'll see this. It was 47,000. They've lopped another $1,000 off, so you're going to save $1,000. 47 even if you tell them you heard it right here. This is at the Valley City Store, Pucklish Chevrolet Buick GMC in beautiful Valley City. All right, right there in Maine. Tell them Scott sent you. And did I tell you I have a 2022 ordered up? Trail boss?
You did not.
I heard about the new cockpit, and I say, okay, I'm going to wait for the 2022. So
nice.
It's coming from Pucklish. I'll let you know when it's here. Very excited. All right, let's get rolling with another hour of What's on Your Mind. It is 8 past the hour. This hour we're going to talk about the racism of the Biden administration and the FDA. That's what I said. The racism of the FDA and the Biden administration. Can't make it up. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to two truckers right now standing for freedom in Canada, the Freedom Convoy. I love it. And John Hinderrocker will be here from the Center of the American Experiment. Looking forward to that. Jeff and Minot's been waiting to weigh in here. Get you in here, Jeff, and then we'll get to the doc on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was recently, there's a blogger here that works for Fulham Communications, and he recently referred to Hill's Capstone School as a Trumpy school, and Hillsdale as well as a Trumpy school, as if that were something horrible to be teaching our kids. But I wonder what your guests would have to say in response to that characterization as a Trumpy school. I just think that blogger is fixated on Mr. Trump and his presidency, and never will let up on this guy, constantly harping about how bad he is for everybody.
Well, first of all, I would say that the guests have gone from Capstone Classical Academy, but I think they already addressed what the school is, and whether you're left, right, whatever. It's about critical thinking. It's about debate. It's about skills. They answered it so beautifully. I mean, and the blogger you're referring to is a pretty decent sports writer that ought to stick to sports. His politics are left of Lenin. And he has an angry tone about him in almost everything he writes. He's obviously, just not a very happy person. And I feel bad about that, honestly, because I think anybody that is that angry and that nasty and that sort of, well, factually just completely wrong. I mean, it's not a Trumpy school. It's classical education is not political. It is, it might be political ideas debated. But, so he is very often proven wrong just with the facts. And so I pay very little attention to him, Jeff. But I think if they were here, I'd be happy to have them answer that. I also agree with you that he is obsessed with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump lives in Mike Mufili's head rent-free. I think it's kind of funny, guys. I don't know about you, but I think, you know, anybody that can not see that would be like, wow. Anyway, Jeff, thanks for the call. Hope that answers your question. And let's bring in our next guest. Syed Haider is a doctor, and he has brought to my attention the idea of medical racism that's actually happening right now. Dr. Syed, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you? Can you hear me, Dr. Haider?
Tom, yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, now I got you. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us a little bit. What is medical racism?
Yeah, so what's going on right now is that the FDA published a memorandum, basically the emergency use authorization for sotrovimab, which is the monoclonal antibody, the only monoclonal antibody that's available for Omicron use. And they list on there one of the reasons for giving it, or one of the indications would be just race or ethnicity, right? So usually, I mean, never before in medicine, at least in the last, you know, 50 years, have we decided on medical interventions based on patients' races alone, right? And so the idea was that there have been shown to be some racial differences in COVID-19 outcomes. But if you dig into the data and look at it, actually one of the largest studies was done in California by Kaiser Permanente, and they studied almost 3.5 million of their patients. And they saw that there was a higher rate of admission of diagnosis of COVID in African-Americans and Hispanics, in Hispanic patients. So they were diagnosed at a higher rate, and they also had a slightly higher rate of admission to the hospital. But actually, after that, the white patients actually had a higher risk of death from COVID-19. And compared to Hispanic patients, it was nearly 3 times higher risk of death for white patients, and much higher for compared to blacks, Hispanics, Asians. If you were going to decide, you know, which group was at higher risk based on data like this, you would actually have to say that the Caucasian patients were at the highest risk of, you know, the worst outcome from COVID-19, which is dying from it. But, you know, studies like this, the problem with them, there's a lot of confounding variables and a lot of bias involved in the studies. So, for example, in that study, most of the Hispanics and African Americans were in more crowded conditions. You know, they had more people in their households, more, you know, there was more poverty perhaps in their neighborhood. And so they were obviously at higher risk of catching it to begin with, right? So it has nothing to do with the fact that their skin color is different than the white patients. So there's other variables involved that can explain why they caught it at a higher rate than white patients did. And perhaps the white patients were older, you know, and they certainly were on average than the other races in that cohort. And so there's other explanatory variables, you know, including age, comorbidities, you know, things like hypertension, diabetes, those kind of things. Which are different in different races, right? And so at the end of the day, the problem with having...
Let me just stop you there. I mean, tell me something new, right? There's going to be competing studies that say this or that. Why in heaven's name would somebody think it's okay to say, okay, we know these antibodies work, and they're saving lives. It's part of early treatment that has saved lives. And as you say, one of the ones that thankfully not a lot of people fight about, whether it's good, bad, or whatever, that actually works. We're going to decide, okay, we have this. You're white, you're not getting it. You're black, you're getting it. That's just so foreign to America. Why do we have to look at somebody's skin color? Let's just look at whether or not they're, a candidate for an early treatment of COVID, regardless of their skin color.
Exactly, exactly. The terrible thing about this is that it's actually happening in New York. It was happening in Utah, Minnesota. They've actually sued New York for this. And the biggest problem with it is, If you get two patients in front of you, one of them is African American, young, healthy, no medical problems, and the other one is an elderly white person with multiple comorbidities, just the fact that the person is African American or Hispanic or Asian will put them at higher on the list for getting monoclonal antibodies, which doesn't make any sense at all. No matter which doctor you ask, no one would agree with that, and that's actually what's happening on the ground right now. People are checking what race the patient is before prescribing the monoclonal antibodies. And this is just, this is terrible. I mean, this is something that I can't even believe is happening. And the problem is critical race theory, I think. You know, this whole idea of anti-racism and critical race theory has kind of infected our political discourse, and now it's infecting our medical discourse and our medical decision-making. And there's no medical freedom in this country anymore. I mean, doctors have to be allowed to make decisions on their own based on the patient in front of them, right? The specific patient characteristics that they see in front of them, they have to be able to decide. And especially when things are limited in quantities, like the monoclonal antibodies are severely limited in numbers, and availability is extremely limited for those, and also for the oral antivirals that have come out, like Paxlovid and Molnupiravir.
They're doing the same thing in New York with those. Why is the federal government, and you know, this happened and everybody was outraged about it, and then the story just sort of went away, but the Biden administration said, no, we're going to take that back and we're going to decide who gets this. I mean, has that ever happened in healthcare before, where there's now a wall between, a healthcare delivery system and a patient that is the federal government saying, we get to decide?
Not in America. I mean, this harkens back to, something perhaps pre-Civil War. You know, perhaps we had differences in, the way that we treated African-Americans and white patients.
Time out. Hang on. We'll continue this on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. Don't forget our COVID survey, less or more, 237-1590 to text us.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the Wellness Factory at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. 20 minutes a day in a sauna. Just do the research on what that does for you. what that does for you. It's pretty incredible. All the really, really smart people for back to the caves figured this out, right? Get in a little cave and get some heat going and induce a fever and you'll be better. A hot tub, same thing. Incredible. What that does for your immune system. It does more than any drug, any other wellness thing you could do. And the research proves this. Plus, they have a lot of great things for relaxation. You know, like maybe a shuffleboard, maybe a great patio set, maybe a splash pool. Turn your backyard into just an oasis of fun. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, the number 2. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, or hotspringsspasnd.com, and tell them Scott sent you. All right, a couple textures on our question of the day. Scott, thanks for all you do, says Jill. That's kind of you, Jill. Thank you. I listen to you every morning on my way from Carrington to Jamestown for work. But I say no more COVID, no more vaccine talk. Unless you have a viable guest like the doctor last week who can give medical information or there's something we absolutely need to know about these shots, it's time to put it to bed. It's old news. Cheryl says coronavirus still needs to be in the news, but you could give it less coverage. The border crisis should be covered more along with other catastrophic things and double standards coming out of the Biden administration. Keep up the good fight. Love your show. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. That's nice. Texter says, less COVID for sure. As you know, my TV went off a long time ago, and I continue not to watch the news. Thanks for all your honesty, great guests, and all around being able to keep us informed with facts. Another texter says, please don't stop talking about COVID. It's not going away. Multiple unvaccinated patients that I've seen ended up in the hospital with COVID. They say they wish they would have gotten vaccinated. Here's the deal, in my opinion, and the reason we're asking this question, if you haven't answered yet, less or more coverage on COVID. And by that, I mean sort of the unending debate of whether or not you believe the vaccine in your particular situation, 60 and over, comorbidities, absolutely. A teenager? No. A baby? No. Whatever it is, whatever your opinion is, we're not changing anybody's minds by hosting these debates. We're not. Vaccine mandates are horrible, awful idea. If you can't figure that out, there's no hope for you. I can't convince you with guests. My point is this. The average consumer, the average American, Canadian, listening to this program, they have all the information at their fingertips that they need to make an informed decision. The best advice we had was from Dr. McCullough last week. The Stanford Health folks have said this too. Get a doctor you trust. Establish a relationship with a primary care doctor. How do you know? I asked Dr. McCullough, if you can trust that doctor. He said, very simple. Ask this question. If I get COVID, what will you do? And do you believe in vaccinations from birth to death? Or is there a risk-reward point where you don't? Just do two questions, and then you'll know the viewpoint. And if you don't like the answer, then you're going to find a different doctor. Outside of that, I am of the opinion we should do less and get on to some other issues because I don't think we're changing anybody's minds, and I'm worn out by it. 2 years in, it's going to be here. Oh, my gosh. But I want your feedback on this. I honestly do. 701, text us, 701-237-1590. Back with Dr. Syed Haider. Do you get my frustration on this debate? I mean, what you're talking about today needs to be talked about. That's a racist policy by the Biden administration. But it's not about the staples of this disease, of this virus, and what we ought to do or not do. Are we changing anybody's mind in that debate, Dr. Haider?
You know, I don't think, you know, so there's probably 30-40% of people whose minds are never going to change. You know, they're kind of crazy around COVID-19. And no matter what real data or studies you show them or science you show them, they're not going to change their mind. They've been kind of brainwashed. Maybe 30-40% of people, you can actually get them to change their mind based on, and it depends. Different people will change their mind based on different things. Some people have to hear personal stories. Some people have to see data. And so I think there is a small segment of the population whose minds could be changed if they were exposed to a different point of view, right? So the biggest problem nowadays in America is that there's only one point of view. It's like propaganda that most people are exposed to in the mainstream media. And I think that's the biggest issue. Getting back to the medical racism, you had asked, you know, have we ever done this before? And you have to go back to like the 1930s to see anything like this ever happening before, where we're discriminating against certain groups, and terrible things happened back then, right? So you have the Tuskegee syphilis study that was done in African-American men, not giving them access to penicillin, which we knew would treat them, and to just to see how the disease would progress over the years. You know, you have the Nazis experiments on Jewish populations specifically, for which we developed the Nuremberg Code, which we're now trampling all over. You know, the first line of the Nuremberg Code is that you have to have informed consent. And getting back to the vaccine debate, that's the biggest problem. We don't really have true informed consent around vaccines. And other things in the history of at least the United States, you know, there's been differences. They actually used to remove the uteruses of black women in the Deep South in Mississippi to prevent them having children, again, in the 20s and 30s. So, you know, there is certainly a history of terrible racist things in medicine in our country, in other countries, and we've moved beyond them. And why are we going back to that now? That's the biggest problem that I see right now, is that we are reintroducing racist ideologies in the medicine where they're not required. We don't need them at all.
Yeah, and that should shake everyone to the core. It really should. And I don't. In this day and age, I don't know if there's anything you can do about it. I mean, it's Joe Biden and the FDA. They don't listen to anybody anytime. So what would you suggest people do? What are you doing about it other than blowing the whistle and make sure we know about it?
Yeah, so people have to know about it. They have to talk to their doctors about it and ask them, are you on board with this? Is this how you're deciding who gets monoclonal antibodies? You have to have a discussion with your physicians. Some physicians may not be aware of it, but, you know, they have been sent these letters by the FDA and by, you know, the New York Health Department, for example, in the states that are, you know, doing this. And so physicians have been exposed to this, and we need to have a discussion with all of these physicians. And who better to have that discussion than your listeners with their own physicians? You know, another question to ask, along with Peter McCullough's other two questions, is do you, you know, support medical racism in the, you know, administration and the decision-making around who gets the monoclonal antibodies, life-saving medications for COVID-19?
Good questions. And again, folks, this, especially in rural America, where we, according to the local health experts, the leaders of health care here, they said antibodies work, we're using them, and then all of a sudden the Biden administration says, nope, we'll decide whether you get it, and you got to come to us and say, dear leader, can we have some of the antibodies that are working? That is happening right now. Most of our audience is rural Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana. This is happening right now in America. The Biden administration has taken over control of the distribution of these antibodies. And now you learned from our guest today, Dr. Heider, that it's happening based on your race with flawed data. I mean, that's just wrong in so many ways. Thank you for bringing this attention to this story, rather, to our attention, and this travesty to our attention. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Syed Heider. I can't even believe it. Every day is something new. Phenomenal. Let's find out about those Patriot truckers when we come back. Don't go away. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from MD Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby from the Pentagon Lectern moments ago.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade, combat team, and key enablers to Poland. And the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Oh, and what's better than that? How about a freedom convoy? God bless Canada. I tell you what, this Freedom Convoy is something to behold. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA all month long. And they got some great specials. Let me tell you about it. 49 cents for any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Your old chili, forgot the gloves, $9.99. Really nice gloves. Lips a little dry from all this wind, $1.99 for all the lip balms. Need an extra blanket for a little survival kit in the car or truck, $9.99. And today's Wednesday, you buy 2 fresh baked cookies and you get a 3rd free. Plus the home cooking, grab and go convenience, lowest price fuel around. And the reason you see a Marathon and sometimes a Cenex and sometimes a PetroServe USA banner is because they have multiple sources to get you the best price on fuel always. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy, great stores. Tell them Scott sent you. We are pleased to talk with 2 Patriot truckers today. Harold Jonker is here, the owner of Jonker Trucking. Harold, how are you?
You're going to make me cry. You play the convoy song and you expect me not to break up and cry? It's beautiful. You're doing great.
Me too. Me too. It brings me back. I played that song many times on the radio and... You're exactly right.
Breaker 1-9, we got a government that's out of control, and we need to drive to Ottawa.
Exactly right. I wish we were all there right now. And Mike Anderson is here, too. He's a Saskatchewan resident, born and raised to join the Freedom Convoy. Mike, nice to have you on the program, too. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I agree with that. I hear that song, and it's got a whole new meaning now.
Sure does. Let me ask each of you just why this is happening and what you see it accomplishing. Mike, what's on your mind today as we sit here a few days into the Freedom Convoy?
Well, I joined this up because, we need these mandates to end. The people need to be free, and it's something that we needed as a country, and I think the whole world needs to get its freedoms back.
Shouldn't have to have a convoy to get that point across, but you do live in Canada, so I know it's more challenging there than here. Harold, how about you? What does this mean? What's it for?
Yeah, this is for our freedom. This is just unbelievable how Canada has expressed by showing up on the bridges, by being at the Parliament Hill, walking around the trucks that have got it all locked up, that there's love, there's hope, and there's a future. And it's an emotional roller coaster, and it's a little saddening that the good old truck drivers have to be the one that is bringing the hope back to this world. We need to move on. You know, mandates and lockdowns have been harmful for society for the last 2 years. They need to go. When they go, we will go. But we're here for the long haul. We're long haul truck drivers.
What kind of a reaction has there been to this, Harold? And by the way, you own a trucking company, so I imagine you're not exactly, the cash register's not ringing right now when they're setting this aside. What do your clients say? What do the people say want to move product? Are they standing with you?
Oh, yeah, they're standing with us, and we have about half of our fleet here and the other half still working. And our customers understand that the truck drivers that are up here at the hill are not working, not because we're in a convoy trying to get freedom back. They're in a convoy because our government has decided that they cannot work. You know, so that's what we need to get out to the public, that is, it's the government that's forcing us to do this by their tactics and their what they want to do with COVID. And the truck drivers are up here partying with Canada. Like, this is unbelievable. We've got people that are spreading salt in between the trucks. We get a snowstorm. We've got people sweeping up garbage. We've got people running fuel. We're here having a beautiful, wonderful, clean, honest party. But yet we have a firm resolution that we're not leaving. And that part of that came when we all drove up here and seen the bridges stacked with people waving the Canadian flag tied to hockey sticks in a snowstorm. We came out of Ontario, but these guys from Saskatchewan, they've probably been doing this. I'll let him speak about what he's seen. It's been unbelievable.
That's so incredible. Yeah, Harold and Junker Trucking is in Ontario. Based organization. Mike is a Saskatchewan resident as well. So, Mike, tell me what you've seen, what you've noticed most about this.
Well, I've seen people smiling again. People are out here. They're smiling. They're having fun. There is actually legitimately a street hockey game in the protest. Like, it's we're peacefully protesting to get the freedoms back, and it's beautiful to see this. Like, driving across the country, the people on the sides of the road. You know, standing there, showing support, waving signs, their kids smiling and waving, giving arm pumps. I legitimately was crying in the driver's seat, just tears of joy of seeing hope come back to the country and seeing everybody unite. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Texter just said, the whole world is standing behind you, truckers. The whole world is standing behind you. I think it's, and I have to tell you, Minnesota kid here. Spent some time in Grand Forks. Loved the Winnipeg Jets. Some great memories as a visitor to Canada. But it's been sad to see the lack of freedom in Canada. It's hard to watch. We have our own issues here in the United States, but of course Canada and through COVID, it was just unbelievable. The livelihoods disrupted as a result of this. You can't even see it. So, I weep for Canada. We're not far behind here in the U.S. But guess what? Canadian truckers said enough already and are doing something that, despite the media trying to cover it up, it's not anywhere near the story that it should be, because it is a worldwide story of saying enough already. We're done. And who did it? Canadian truckers. I just think it's fantastic. It just warms my heart. Harold, any response from the government that gives you any hope? I know, what's his name, fancy pants, tight jeans and brown shoes and goofy-looking socks. Prime Minister Trudeau there is hiding, claiming he has COVID. But is anybody there speaking to you? Is anybody saying, hey, we hear you?
Oh, yeah. We're getting organized.
And we're going to have speakers organized shortly. And just so the world knows, the Conservative Party, the opposition, is having a no-confidence vote on their leader today. That in itself is already saying this is working, because the Conservative Party realized that we are not in opposition. We need to be speaking for Canada. That's what we're hoping for. But things are already moving in the right direction. And I got to cut out, but Chris, I think you're in good hands. I got to go into a meeting. I appreciate being on the radio, and we're not leaving until we're free.
All right, here, we'll stay in touch. You cut out. You can do that, no problem. See what I did there? You cut out? Yeah. I got a lot of Canadian buddies. Yeah, a lot of them, so I love it. We'll continue with Mike here. Again, 20 years you've been doing this, Mike. Compare this moment in time with the COVID restrictions to anything else you've seen in your time behind the wheel.
Well, I've never seen anything like this before. Like, the trucking industry has kind of been not a divided industry, but to see the unity come in the industry and just spread across the country and across the world is just amazing. It's like I said, it's a beautiful thing that the whole world needs this coming together of unity right now and fighting for the freedoms, because we've all lost so much in the past couple of years. These mandates have affected people's mental health. They've broken up families and friendships, and it's time to end that. Like, we just need to get back, and people got to get these mandates ended so they can live their lives and make their own choices for themselves.
What are the rules? Bring me into what they are requiring of you as a trucker. What does Canada want you to do?
Well, there's the cross border, like the U.S. Canada border. There's that mandate. They're talking about having the vaccination mandate for the interprovincial mandate. But this is really more than just about the truckers. This is about everyone. This is to end all the mask mandates, all the vaccine mandates for people to work. This is about letting people to live their lives free and make their own choices and decisions for themselves. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that we got going here, and people got to just remember what life was like, you know, before all these mandates come into place, and we got to go back to living like that. We've had these mandates in place for so long that I think people forgot how to live. They're merely, for the last 2 years, we've been just existing. We really haven't been living.
And are they requiring, is this matter, anybody that moves in Canada must be vaccinated and boosted and everything else? Is that what they require of you as a, you know, as a trucker and anybody else?
Well, no, the vaccine mandates and whatnot, that's, some places like the federal employees and whatnot, that was a requirement for the job. And nobody should have to choose, you know, be coerced into something like that if they don't want to do it. I personally, you know, if somebody wants to wear a mask, go ahead, wear a mask. I'm not saying you don't have to. I'm not saying you do. It's all about the freedom of choice. You do what you want to do and live your life. It's your life to live. Live it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that this is just about freedom in general and standing up for it. And I think you guys are going to make a difference. We're going to look back and say, this is where all the insanity ended. Because you're not going anywhere, right, Mike? You're staying there until you get this address. This isn't going to like dribble into the just kind of let it fade away. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, the brakes are pulled. I'm quite prepared to sit here until the mandates are ended, and once the mandates are ended, I will go home, go back to work, and carry on with life. But until then, I am quite prepared to sit here until these mandates are gone.
Another listener says, hold the line. We have your back all day, every day. Hurricane Freedom. Americans are with all the truckers. So you got a lot of support. We'll stay in touch, Mike, because this will be long. This will be hard, but sounds like you're up to the task. And I'm glad everybody is, you know, finding a little joy in it as well. And whether it's a hockey game or whether it's, Canadian flags on the hockey sticks, whatever you're doing. God bless you. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thanks for having me.
20-year trucker, Mike Anderson. Nice little chat. He was on with Steve Bannon yesterday, and we'll put both our chat here with the truckers and that conversation up yesterday as well. This is starting to get a lot of attention outside corporate media, and it should. More coming up.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary Difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Your gift can go further on Giving Hearts Day thanks to Charity Match Dollars. Give now through February 10th to maximize your donation.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models. And with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty on the vast majority of those. And the financing rates, by the way, go and pull the trigger on that now before the economy decides to put interest rates up, because the rates are great right now. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Today, from 4 until 8 p.m., there will be a memorial, an opportunity for folks to pay their respects to Wayne Stanton. The Attorney General of North Dakota, longest serving in history, who passed away at 68 years of age unexpectedly last Friday. So just so you know, that is happening today, 4-8. The funeral will be tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Bismarck Event Center, Exhibition Hall, okay? And I just wanted you to know that. Texter said, hey, Scott, you just said mandatory vaccines are horrible, but yet you side with Sanford on making their staff get vaccinated. Little bit of revisionist history there. I do believe vaccine mandates are wrong, bad. If I was king for a day, there'd be none of them. Okay, that's a Scott Hannon opinion. When you say I sided with Sanford, I believe what I said was, I understand a place where the patient is at the top of the org chart would want to make sure their patients felt safe there. I applaud Sanford Health for doing the following. While they had a vax mandate, they also recognized that people have religious reasons not to have the vaccine and health reasons. And to my understanding, they granted every single exemption requested. So that's the way to continue to stand for freedom and at the same time recognize a healthcare organization. Healthcare organizations require the flu shot. So, you know, that's not totally unusual. But, yeah, hope that clears it up. 9 before the hour, John Hinderacher is here from the Center for the American Experiment. John, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott. Great to be with you.
And we've told you that we are going to follow closely the fact that the state of Minnesota has a humongous surplus. What's the actual total that they have sitting in the rainy day fund, the kitty?
Well, I mean, there's multiple numbers here. I mean, we do have a very flush rainy day fund. We've also got, I believe, several billion dollars in the bank. But the projected surplus for the next biennium currently is $7.7 billion, biggest surplus in state history. There's going to be an updated forecast later this month, which I think is likely to be over $8 billion. So the Minnesota legislature convened on Monday, day before yesterday, and the biggest issue before the House in this session is going to be what to do about that $7 or $8 or maybe even $9 billion projected surplus.
So they have a rainy day fund. They have money in the bank. This is literally the state of Minnesota has too much money. And it is, of course, money that is funded by whom, John?
Well, they've overtaxed us, Scott.
Yeah.
What this means is the government of Minnesota has overtaxed its citizens by billions of dollars. And as you know, Scott, taxes are way too high in Minnesota. We are not a competitive state. We are not a state that people are moving to start businesses or expand businesses. We're on the wrong end of that migration. And so my organization, American Experiment, kicked off on Monday, the first day of the legislative session, our Give It Back campaign. And we are going to put a lot of muscle behind this. We're going to have a rally on the steps of the Capitol in April. We've got a website, giveitbackmn.com, and already thousands of Minnesotans have used that website to send emails to Governor Tim Walz and to their own legislators, representatives and senators, telling them, don't spend the surplus, give it back to the taxpayers in the form of permanent tax cuts. Because the large majority of this surplus, it's not a one-time deal, Scott. It's not federal government money. It's not a one-time windfall. The large majority of the surplus is structural. There's every reason to think it's going to keep on happening in the future. And if we spend it, which is what Governor Tim Walz wants to do, then those billions of dollars just go into the state budget for the next biennium with a percentage increase. It becomes permanent spending. And so our effort is to get permanent tax cuts for the taxpayers of Minnesota.
Yeah, what a great concept, right? You either leave it there and it enables more spending in every level of government, which never goes away. There's never spending reductions because that would be a cut, right, John? This allows you to spend more of that money, and then if when you do, then you know somebody says, boy, we don't have that money anymore. Well, that's a cut. You can't cut that. So what a great concept to give it back. I want to be there in April, and I believe that you've seen this movie before, that if Minnesotans rise up and actually get engaged in this in the Give It Back campaign, you will move mountains in Minnesota. The people can actually do this, can't they?
We absolutely can, Scott. We've polled this. Two-thirds of Minnesotans say don't spend the surplus, give it back in the form of a rebate or preferably permanent tax cuts. And so the voters are on our side, but the voters have to be mobilized. You know, Scott, governments are the greediest institutions in our society. And prying this money loose from the grasping fingers of politicians and bureaucrats is not going to be easy. It's one thing to have a majority. It's something else to mobilize the majority. And that's what we've got to do to make these tax cuts happen.
And by the way, American Experiment is going to do this watchdog effort in North Dakota as well. So support their efforts, and good luck on this, John. We're behind you. AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org. God bless.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.